I'm excited to tell you about our upcoming seminar in Dallas, Texas on Saturday, September 13th. This is a great time to take a day away to be refreshed in your homeschooling journey. Get on the same page with your spouse, rub shoulders with like-minded families in your region, and build your family's library with books brought by our friends at Yellow House Story Shop. A literature-based approach to education will be the breath of fresh air you need as you start this school year. Visit our website at homeschoolmadesimple.net/seminars to register and make plans to join us in Texas on September 13th. Charlotte Mason said that education is an atmosphere, a discipline, a life. Today we're talking about the importance and value of the atmosphere we create in our homes. As parents, we are the shaping force behind the way our home feels to our children. Let's make it a joyful and peaceful place to be. You're listening to the Homeschool Made Simple podcast. This is a podcast to help you homeschool simply, inexpensively, and enjoyably. Carol Joy Side has been helping families homeschool for several decades now through her literature-based approach to education. In this episode, Carol continues her conversation with Melanie Zeplak about how she has learned the power of blessing her family with her words and loving presence. If you missed part one, be sure to go back and listen to Melanie's powerful testimony. I know you will be so encouraged. Listen in.
So also, I feel like what we were doing when you were tallying, even though it felt robotic, maybe, but what I feel is that we were breaking a lifelong habit.
Yes.
And the more you intentionally, at first it just feels really fake, but then eventually it becomes second nature.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm at second nature yet, but I'm in a much better place. Pete would say that as a family, we're much more positive. When I watch my children affirm each other, then I know that something good has been happening.
Mm.
They're not picking at each other, tearing each other down, but we're there then blessing each other. I'm like, okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Because if we would have continued on the other trajectory, I don't know. I don't know what kind of, it takes the joy out of the household.
And where did they learn to do that? To affirm each other and not to pick at each other?
From
you.
From me.
From you.
Yeah.
Because you're modeling it and now they're imitating you.
Hmm.
So there's a lot at stake here, isn't there?
There's a lot at stake. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because part of it, too, is I'm also teaching them what does the Lord say about them?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if this is, I don't know the psychology of this, but it seems to me that when we're children, our parents are kind of in the place of God.
Absolutely.
And so how we relate to them, I think, gives them a picture of how the Lord relates to them. Something that you told me is when I'm calling forth beauty in their lives, I'm showing them how God sees them. And if there's kindness and grace and joy in this house, then there must be a God. And then I can rest in the goodness of that God.
Oh, that's so good. Well, I don't know where it came from. It's all, anything good comes from God. All good gifts come down from Him. And so this is really, really good for us all to hear. It's like Dwight Moody was questioned by a lady who said, Mr. Moody, I read my Bible. I've already read my Bible. Why do I have to read it every day? And he said, Madam, because we leak. It drains out of us. And in the same way, we know these things, but we need to hear them over and over. And that's why we exhort one another in love and good works. We challenge each other. Are you blessing? Are you blessing? Are you speaking blessing over your children, over your husband, over your friends, over your pastor, the lady who checks you out at the supermarket? Are you blessing those people? Or is your behavior actually cursing them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is a plug for your seminar, The Blessing.
In our web store. We don't live anymore, but we have it in our web store.
In her web store. Part of our consulting, you said, go get the blessing and listen to it. And for listeners out there, it's a pretty short, it's like 45 to 50 minutes, but it is a powerful 45 to 50 minutes learning the source of the blessing in the Jewish culture and in the Word of God and how significant that is.
Yes, you're right. You're absolutely right. It's been so many years since I gave that talk. But the whole, I mean, if you're with Jewish people, if you ever spend a Shabbat Sabbath meal with them, the father, if they're traditional Jewish family, the father starts with the mother and he goes right down the sons. May you be like Ephraim and Manasseh. The daughters, may you be as Rachel and Leah. I mean, and right on through, and the father speaks Proverbs 31 over his wife. That is just part and parcel. Every Friday of their lives, they're hearing those words being spoken over them. And how much more do we also need to model that culture of acceptance, approval, believing in people? Because people don't usually believe in themselves unless someone believes in them first. And so you've turned the ship around, girl.
It's a journey.
I know it is. But I'm so grateful for the journey. And I've been grateful to walk through it with you because, as Paul said, as we teach, we ourselves are taught. And so as I say things to you, I'm getting slapped with it, you know, like the wave coming back and exhorting me and encouraging me. You cannot give the blessing too much. Just everywhere you go. Sometimes when I walk into a bathroom and the cleaning ladies are in like an airport bathroom, and I'll say, thank you for doing that. And they, you know, they're usually third world women that just get treated, you know, horribly all day long, everywhere they go. And they feel like they're the lowest people on earth cleaning bathrooms. And yet they might have a PhD from somewhere. You know, you just never know how these people come to our country and have to give up all of their education, all their certifications, and, you know, lawyers and doctors, and you don't know, or this may just be a very humble person, but it doesn't matter. I appreciate them doing that for me, and they need to hear that. And so just everywhere we go, flight attendants, waitresses in restaurants, like everywhere we go, just leaving, like the Boy Scout motto, leave the world, you know, or leave the campground better than when you got there. I think our motto is leave the world a better place. As Miss Rumphius, as her aunt said to her, you must find a way to make the world a better place. And so I think the blessing, if we can just walk through life speaking words of affirmation where we can find it. You know, people are tired, people are, and then also making people feel heard, like your husband did to you in the car. You know, sometimes I'll have a really grouchy person wait on me, and I'm the queen of grouch, so I get it. But sometimes I'll just say, how's your day? Have you had a long day? You had a tough day? And then, boom, they're telling me everything. Yes, my blah, 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 my car broke down, my daughter's sick, my, you know, whatever it is, the fish died. I don't know, whatever it is. And I'm like, I am so sorry. And sometimes I'll just stop right there and say, can I pray for you? And they always say yes, always. And just like getting into people's lives, caring about them, empathizing with them, you know, the power of empathy, that we're known and we're seen and we're understood. And people are not robots serving us in this world.
Right.
And nor mothers robots.
I think it glorifies God too. As you're saying that, it makes me think, and God made man in his own image. In the image of God, he created a male and female. He created them. Like, we are all image bearers walking around who need to know the truth of God's love in our lives. And so in learning about how to bless, that teaches me that I'm giving God's love in the blessing. And it's got to be authentic. Also, it can't just be like flattery. When it is, One of the things that you talked to me about is the security that that brings to our children when they can just know that they're blessed, they're treasured, they're honored, they're adored no matter what they do. And I do want to say one thing that you specifically said to me too is when you look at them, do your eyes speak blessing and acceptance and love to them or something else? And I know my face can say things that my mouth is not saying. And
I know
that has been part of the growing process too. So
if you find yourself looking for help with the hard topics of our time and culture, we've compiled a resource guide for you. It's called the God's Good Design Guide. It includes book recommendations for teaching your kids about human sexuality, marriage, gender, media, and injustice. Each section also points you to an episode in our archive that will further explore the topic. As you seek to develop biblical discernment about walking your kids through these issues, the God's Good Design Guide will point you in the right direction. Access it today at homeschoolmadesimple.net/guide or click the link in the show notes.
JJ Side here. If you're looking for a new math curriculum for next school year, I'd like to tell you about CTC Math. We've got 4 kids at home ranging in age from 16 all the way down to 8. They've got totally different personalities, but for the last couple of years, they've all been loving CTC Math. I found out the founder, Pat Murray, is passionate about teaching simply, concretely, and quickly so kids aren't sitting through really long math lectures. He's got a bunch of kids at home himself. He's a highly awarded and decorated math teacher, and he knows how to make it really fun. I'm now watching all 4 of my kids enjoy doing their math, and I'm watching them get more confident as they do their math. I really like that they each get to go at their own pace. They're able to master each concept before they move on to the next one. And they've made it really intuitive so you can go back and review anything that you've forgotten along the way, which is so key for math. So I'd encourage you to give it a try with a free trial they're offering. You can click the link in the show notes to learn more at ctcmath.com.
You know, the author of the Anatomy of the Soul book says, people come into the world, everyone comes into the world looking for someone, looking for them. And I think you and I'll speak for myself. I think as children, when you look into your parents or teachers or people in authority over you, you look into their eyes, and if you see disapproval or disappointment or disgust, scorn, how that shapes how you see yourself for the rest of your life, and then how you see God. Because just as you said, Melanie, your parents are in the God place as a child. And so if your parents look at you with disgust, then that's how you picture God looking at you, and it will haunt you all the days of your life. Mm-hmm. So our relationship with our children is more important, I think, than sometimes we know or believe. And we don't get it perfect and we don't get it right, but in his mercy, God covers it. But at least I think the key is repenting. And like you asked your son for a do-over, that is the most powerful thing you can do for a child. Because what you're saying is, I'm not perfect, but God is. Mm-hmm. Will you forgive me as God has forgiven me? And then how I forgive you, child. And so it's this whole culture of grace that we give each other. And so many people tell me that when they apologize to their children go, well, of course. Are you kidding? Like, they're mortified that their parents are, they're so shocked by it. But how, what a powerful thing that is to do to a child. Mm-hmm. So as we close, any last thoughts you wanted to share?
Yeah, I think we have this great privilege of creating what the atmosphere is going to be like in our home. And often, not always, but often it's the mom who's home most of the time.
That's the case, yeah.
So as mom goes, so often does the family go for that day. I've had to call timeouts and say, okay, mommy needs a timeout.
I love that. I'm going for a walk, and when I come back, the kitchen will be beautiful. See
exactly.
Great.
But I think you had encouraged me that this is something worth working toward. And so I just, for anyone who's listening, and if this is striking a chord, this is something worth working toward. And you have the power with the Holy Spirit to create an atmosphere in your home where people want to be, and where your family wants to be there. They want to be together. They want to bless each other. And then they want to invite other people in. Now my kids are constantly saying, can we bring people over? And we want to have families over and people come in. And I had a family who was over and a mom say, I just sense that there's a peace in your home.
Oh.
That is a testament to the Holy Spirit's work in this area. And I don't have it right. And I'm still working hard. But it is possible, and there's mentorship and help with Carol if you need that encouragement, which I know I needed Carol's cheerleading. So
it's been a privilege. And like I think I've told you, it's such a joy to work with someone who's teachable, because sometimes you can pour into people and they're like, and then next month they're right back where they, you know, nothing has changed. No steps have been taken. But when I have helped you with thoughts and maybe vision, you go out and you do what I say. You listen and you take it to heart. And here I didn't even know you wrote all these great notes down. I mean, sometimes you'll say to me, wait, I'm writing this down. Like there'll be a silence and you'll say, wait, I'm just writing. Hold on. And I'll just kind of giggle, because that also tells me that you're fully engaged with this process, because a coach only gets as much out of his people as they put into it.
Hmm.
And you've embraced that. So how about if you pray for the moms and dads and kids that might be listening to this podcast as we close?
Sounds great.
Okay.
Father God, thank you that you are the God who sings over us. You delight in us. You call us your beloved, your treasured possession. And I just pray for all the dads and moms listening. And I pray that first and foremost, that they would know that they are treasured by you, that you love them, and that you are God who has given them their children and equips them to do the task of raising them. The one who calls them is faithful, and you will do it in them and through them. Yeah. And then I pray for the children. I pray that they would know that they are a blessing. You tell us children are a blessing from you. They are our greatest gift. So thank you for the children. And Lord, help us, help all of us, help me to see and to praise the good and to call out and delight in the wonder of your creation in our children and in each other, so that our families and that our homes may be atmospheres that bring you glory, that are full of love and peace and blessing. And I just pray that family cultures are changed, and that as a result, that your gospel can be spread through all the families who are living this out. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, Melanie, you are a gift. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you, sweetheart.
You as well, Carol. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Homeschool Made Simple podcast. If you like what you heard in this episode, please leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or share this episode with a friend. It means so much when you help us spread the message of Homeschool Made Simple with others. Thanks for joining us this week on the Homeschool Made Simple podcast. Remember, Jesus' commandments are not burdensome. What he calls you to do, he will enable you to do. Blessings.